Joining us now from BWI Airport is Jonathan Dean. Jonathan is where something happened that we have never heard of before. They were asking people to get to the bottom floor of BWI. Jonathan, are you on the line with us?
I am.
And can you tell us what you told passengers and travelers going through the airport earlier today and why?
Sure. As the National Weather Service declared a tornado warning for this region, the airport simply advised customers and employees to seek shelter. We asked them to stay away from windows and to move to a lower floor of the airport.
And where is the lower floor of the airport? Is that where the baggage claim is?
Yes, the baggage claim area, as well as even the tunnel area below that. There's a tunnel leading from the terminal to the hourly garage.
Jonathan, this is Mary Beth Marsden. I'm wondering, did they?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the upper level, the ticketing level of the terminal was virtually empty.
And for how long did this last?
About 30 minutes, perhaps a little less.
And what has that done to the schedule of flights there now today?
Well, we've seen widespread delays really through much of the day, obviously with the tornado warning that will exacerbate the situation somewhat. We do expect some delays to continue. The good news is the airport operations are resuming rather quickly. The airline personnel have resumed their operation. TSA has resumed the checkpoint operation, so I think things will move pretty quickly.
And we're assuming there were no injuries or damage to the airport?
We have not had any reports of damage or injuries.
All right. Thank you very much, Jonathan Dean at BWI Airport.
And we have a new traffic issue now for folks who are trying to get across the Bay Bridge. Apparently, all lanes of both spans.